Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up, you know who it is, it's your boy PDP coming at you a word on the street, on Saving Our Police Respectfully Radio. It's a great day to be alive, it's a great day to be you, great day to be out there, man. I hope you guys, I got some great interviews. If you guys were listening yesterday, I was going to have Miss Katie Doolin, is it me or is it DeWine? I got her calling and she's going to call in today. I got Future, a recording producer straight up out of Oklahoma. Then I also got the newest addition to Saving Our Police Respectfully Radio. His name is Adrian Reed. He's going to be on the show. I'm telling you, we got it all coming through. I'm telling you, man, PDP, right on the street on Saving Our Police Respectfully. I'm gone. That's what I'm talking about, man. We're going live. Go ahead, feel free to call in any given time at 877-921-1656 on Word on the Street with PDP. Let me go ahead and say that again. 877-921-1656 is Word on the Street with your boy, PDP. You know what I'm talking about? Here we go. Just the way it is. He made a great point at the very end right there. He made a great point when he talked about, hey, he said, I made a G today. But you made it in a sleazy way. Hey, word on the street, kids. Hey, sell a dope ain't the way to go. You know what I'm talking about? I got a lady online named Katie Stoney. You know what I'm saying? Is it me or is it just the wine? There's different ways out there to make money. I mean, we about to show you how right here on the show. This word on the street with your boy PDP on Save Not Beef Respectfully Radio. Go ahead and feel free to call up if you want to. Tell us the word on the street that's going on in your hood. 877-921-1656. But on the line, I believe I do got Miss Kate. Hey, what's up, lady? Are you there with me?
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, man, I'm doing well. You doing cool?
Say that again, bro.
I said you're doing cool. I think you kind of, can you hear me? Am I cutting out a little bit?
Little bit.
Okay. Let me try to move around a little bit. Move around.
Yeah. You need one less cup of that coffee there, son.
I know. Well, I ain't even really had none yet. I just got off work, you know what I'm saying, not too long ago, and trying to wind down, trying to make sure I don't go to sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Wind down. Like the Energizer button.
Oh, man. Energizer button. That's what I'm talking about. But, hey, you guys, on the line, we got Miss Katie. She's a graduate from Texas Tech. She's the epitome of what you call just a spirit. Correct me if I'm wrong, Miss Katie, because I actually ran into Miss Katie in Dallas one time randomly. It was just crazy. I don't know which bar it was. You know, I'm not really too familiar with the uptown area. Yeah, Prime Bar. Yeah, that's what we was at. You know what I'm saying? Split up, chilling. You know what I mean? But like she embodies like this free spirit that just epitome of just being her. You know, living through this life, living life on your own accord. You know, like she explains in a book that you know she's 30 years old and she's living her life. You know, according to her. So, all right, Miss Kate, that's why I'm gonna go ahead and just kind of introduce you. But I'm gonna go ahead and let you briefly introduce yourself, Miss Katie, if you don't mind.
Well, I actually go under the pen name Kate C. Wright. So if you look up Katie Dillon, it's not going to show anything per my father. He's a national, international broadcaster, and he prefers to not publish underneath my own last name. So my book is called Is It Me or Is It the Wine? Confessions of a 30-Year-Old SWF, which stands for Single White Female, for those unfamiliar with dating classified back in the day. And it is a tell-all, every dirty little secret, every mistake, every skeleton in my closet I laid out there, because what drove me to do it is people were making up rumors. I also own a web publication in Dallas. I was making a name for myself. And my dad, growing up in the spotlight, I knew how it worked. We would make up things about you, and I was like, you know what? Sick of it. Y'all want to talk about my life? Well, here you go. Every little secret, I'm getting to it before you can, because it's 100% truth. I wanted people to understand they're not alone. And being, you know, you may be unmarried, no kids, single, 30 years old, and wonder, it goes through, which is a little depressing, rehashing every single one of my failed relationships. But you can't think what's wrong with you. So I'm like, well, I'm going to lay it out there, and I want it to be a movement. I want people to read my book and say, dang, she would do that. I would do that too. Like, I want to write a story. I want to write my book. I want to write my story. I want to tell my story. Because you never know whose life is going to change by just letting other people know that you were going through exactly what they're going through.
I know you guys heard that. I mean, she's just trying to get inspiration to let some people know. It's like, what it sounds like to me is like you kind of took took a negative and turned it into a positive. Or like, well, oh, well, you guys want to talk about me? Well, let me go ahead and do something. Let me let you know what's really up. You know what I mean? And so you turned
exactly
that into a positive,
right,
which
that
means
exactly
like,
right.
So it's like you chose to not let your socioeconomic status or wherever you are in your life determine your future. You just took it upon yourself and you came up with a goal. And then you started to pursue it. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Now, my whole life, unfortunately, because of who my father is, I've been used a lot. Once I started making a name for myself in my web magazine in Dallas, I started getting used a lot. You know, I had a lot of free stuff here and there. And, you know, with this, I did it all on my own. And I did not ride my father's coattail. I'm not even riding under my own last name. And it's just telling all the haters. Like I always say, you got a PhD to play a haters degree because back off. There is nothing in my life you can tell about me that I will not own. So if you did it, own it. And I just put it out there. Everybody has a story. I just had the balls to tell mine. And, you know, it talked about a lot of my days in tech and that ratchetness that my freshman year was at time.
There we go. Which brings me to my next question. What's up with that?
Yeah.
How was your stay here at Texas Tech? You know, the LBK, you're here in a pretty good era. You're here in a pretty cool little era, man. I believe we know some of the same people, you know, that came here to Tech and everything. So what was, and then you talk about relationships. What was your best relationship here at Texas Tech? It could be the shortest relationship. It could have been somebody you want to hug you, that you wanted to hook up with, that you finally hooked up with. You know, so, come on now. What's up?
In the book, his name is Court. A better known person around the Lubbock parts. Back then and now these days, but he is a great guy. I can't mention his name, unfortunately. I don't know how to call
him. Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So his name is Court.
Court in the book.
Okay. We're gonna leave it right there then. All right.
Yeah, leave it at that. But he's great.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you want to tell us something that rhymes with?
Do what?
You want to tell me something that rhymes with?
No, because that will give it away. Let's just say he's a great guy and probably one of the most popular people in Lubbock at the moment.
Oh, I just said ooh wee.
Yeah, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, that's cool. If you guys just not tuning in, you got tuned in to Word on the Street with PDP. I'm on Saving That Beat Respectfully Radio. I got Miss Kate on the line talking about, is it me or is it the one? Which is something, straight up out of Uptown Dallas, girl. She's a self-made person, innovator, creative person, just someone out there, somebody out there building the dreams, following the dreams. If you guys follow me on anything, one thing I always say, no matter what you've done or what you've been through, like stop making your dreams come true. Stay loyal and stay true. So whatever it is that you want to do. But all right, Ms. The Uptown Dallas girl, the one who comes down here to Texas Tech. You know what I'm saying? So how did Texas Tech specifically play a role in like your story, you know, like Tech is a great school, great academic school, great place to come and find yourself academically, spiritually, socially, and all them things. So how did Tech influence your ambition you know, and give and kind of mm-hmm. help you get the courage. Because, you know, there's some people from Tech down there, Uptown, you know. So I just want to know, like, I know for me, I feel like here in Lubbock, I feel like sometimes, you know, I can achieve certain things that I feel like I won't be able to achieve certain, I mean, someone else, if that makes sense. So I just want to, hey, Dr. Tessa said, put in your role, baby, from, into writing that book.
You know what's funny? It's funny you mentioned that specific, how did Texas Tech play a role? Because in the very beginning of the book, I mentioned, if anyone knows good old Texas Tech, you know that you are, it is no 12-ounce glide to graduate from Texas Tech. You're committed after 4 years. You're going 24-ounce on this because what people don't understand about Tech, they can say what they want. They could say, you know, oh, it's no UT, it's no A&M. You're right, it's absolutely not. But all y'all out there that are in school, trying hard, you're doing something a lot of other people are doing. You're resisting temptation. Because at Texas Tech in Lubbock, there's not very much to do other than drink and make bad decisions. So Once you overcome that temptation and graduate and keep going, don't give up, and resist all of that temptation, it's harder than anything anybody else from the UT or the A&M could say, because it's Lubbock, you know, we're a drinking town with a football problem. It was difficult. It was difficult to resist the temptation, but I worked all throughout my college years, and you know, I met some of my lifelong friends there. And, you know, Texas Tech, I always say that, yes, graduating college bachelor's degree is a piece of paper. At Texas Tech University in particular, I came from a sheltered background, you know, in high school.
Ooh.
And, yeah, so when I went to college, especially when I was 5 hours away, the floodgates opened. And I did not waste much time getting taken care of the things that I needed to, but I missed out on high school, we'll just say that. And Tech honestly taught me how to get up without anybody telling me. It taught me how to, you know, shock at a beer, but regardless of that. And it taught me how to, in all honesty, be independent and self-sufficient, which I wasn't back in high school. And I always say to my friends here, if you did not attend Texas Tech, you don't really get the camaraderie. Texas Tech
That's
is like
true.
A small family. We're a family, even if you're in Dallas, Austin, wherever. You're a Tech alum, you're family. It's a very strange dynamic that no other school has. And I would not change that for the world. And being a Red Raider, you know, having the support of my fellow Red Raiders with this book is, I don't think that if I were to choose a different path, I would have the same support because, like I said, we're all family. We are family.
Hey. That's what I'm talking about right there, Red Cutter. Hey, we're about to throw a party right here on Word on the Street. So you can't do it. What's up, y'all? Hey. No. I totally agree. Texas Tech, we do have an unspoken language. We know. It's something we know. Because when people say, they drink, anybody who comes to Lubbock on the football weekend, like, they probably are not going to be able to hang. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
if you drove there, that car ride back is going to be miserable.
Yeah, you probably even forgot a few things, too, as well. You know? Well, Miss Kate, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. Is there one thing that you would like to tell the audience? Is there like a quote that you go by, like a mantra that you believe in? You know, get in where you fit in. You know what I'm talking about? Or something like that, you know? Is there like a quote or anything that you would like to tell the audience?
Yes, I actually always say all the time, people can take away your car, they can take away your clothes, they can even take away your love. but they can never, ever, ever take away the truth. So as long as you are being you 100% of the time, there is nothing anybody can say.
Ooh, I love that right there. Did you guys hear that right there? Take away your car, your house, but they can never take away the truth. That's Miss Kate. Go ahead and let us know where they can find you and how they can download your book, Miss Kate.
You can find it on Amazon, Kindle, and Lulu.com as of now. And the hardback and paperbacks will be out in 2 weeks. And if you want the information, the Twitter, at KDT121. And Facebook, just Google me. I don't really know what my Facebook is, to be honest with you. And, you know, keep that Red Raider.
That was good right there.
Yeah, but I will be a Red Raider till I die and bleed. I will bleed red and black. And Rackham Tech, keep your heads up. Don't quit. Be cool. Stay in school. And don't drink more than 2 Chimmy's margaritas. Period. That's the advice.
Oh, the Chimmy's margaritas. Oh man, the greatness in your mouth. Put it like that.
And then the absolute death in the morning.
Exactly. Talking about, oh my gosh, what happened? You know, and that's crazy. You say don't drink no more than 2 margaritas, but that's only $10. You know what I'm saying? So you can be $10. You can drink. You can take $10 down and be good all night long. It's not like that now. But
Hey,
progression is always a lesson, man. Progression is always a lesson, and always leave it stressing. Well, all right. You want to tell me your website? Your website is UptownDallasGirl.com.
UptownDallasGirl.com, and my book also has a website. I'm in the middle of designing. It's called MeOrTheWine.com, and you will be able to buy it there and everything. So, it'll probably be up later today, depending on what time I decide to get out of bed.
I know that's right. Well, after this, I'm gonna let you go. So, what's going down next weekend, next Saturday night, March 7th? Like me and my wife, I got my first live broadcast. I'm gonna be broadcasting they're called the Diamond Prospects. They're Dallas Metro team. I'm going to be broadcasting that game live. So it's my first ever live podcast, guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Me and my wife is going to want to do something later. So I'm going to hit you up and try to ask you where we should go, because I want to take her to go get a bomb steak, too. So
I'm definitely going to hook you up.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be hitting you up this weekend, trying to see what I can do for my wife. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome, dude. Well, thank you so much for having me on here, bro. I really appreciate it. And keep on keeping on, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. All is well, Miss Kate. You're going to have a blessed day, and I'll be in touch with you, okay?
All right. Wreck 'em Tech.
Hi, go Tech Kings. Yeah. If you guys just not tuning in, that was Miss Kate talking about her book that she went ahead and wrote. Is it me or is it the wine? Confessions of a 30-year-old single white female. Yeah, this is Word on the Street with your boy PDP on Saving Our Future Specialty Radio. Yeah, so that was Miss Kate. Up next, I got some Oklahoma talent. What an artist act. I'm calling all artists out there. If you're serious about your rap game, if you're in the Lawton, Oklahoma area, I'm telling you, you need to hit this guy up. How I got in touch with this dude was just through connections. And that was crazy because life is all about networking and helping other people better. And it was crazy how this dude got directed to me because I'm originally from Oklahoma. I'm always looking out for the 918, but they over there in the 405, over there in the Lawton area. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about artists. Because this dude has got a shout-out by Mr. Magoo, Timbaland and Magoo, if you guys know who that is. Timbaland, one of the best producers in the game. And then Magoo was right there right along with him. This dude got some artists that he just got going to tell you about. And Oklahoma got some talent. Hope you guys is ready, because we about to start a movie. And if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, his name is Mr. Future. What's up, Mr. Future? Can you there with me, man?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? How you feeling?
Hey, man, alive and well, you know what I'm saying? Any day above water is a great day, you heard me?
Absolutely, absolutely. How's it going, man? Yeah. Glad you have me on the show,
man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, it's all good, man. It's all good. I'll briefly introduce you. I'm going to go ahead, y'all, because you spell your name different. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I'm going to go ahead and let you, you know, go and get a little brief background of who Future is.
Well, my name is Future. I'm a music producer, songwriter, audio engineer. I currently live in Loudoun, Oklahoma. And you spell my name is FYU-CHUR. That's FYU-CHUR. One more time, FYU-CHUR. And you can type that in and everything pull up, future.com, YouTube, everything like that. I've worked with the game Joe Budden. I'm working with a lot of talented artists, including Sayer Royale, Chuck the Monster, Jay Watch the Don, Ken 7, 13 Coast. Many, many, many more. You know, I hope y'all don't get mad at me if I don't mention you. You know, but I'm a producer looking to make an impact on the sound of music. You know, I'm not just trying to make it. I'm really trying to make a difference.
Yeah, he said he's just trying to make a difference. That's what I'm talking about, young black man. Coming up trying to make something of himself. Not his socioeconomic status. You know, determine his future. So with that being said, how did you grow up, bro? Like, what did you grow up listening to? And like, was music always something that always kept you above float and kept you out of trouble, or what is it, man?
Yeah, well, when I first, you know, as a kid, I always wanted to be a football player. I thought I was the next Emma Smith, you know. So I was playing football from like until I graduated high school, you know. But during that time, like around 2001, I always had a great interest in music. And I used to listen to songs, and I'd be like, yo, it would have been better if they did it this way. You know, so that's how my little inclination started. But then, you know, around 2001, I heard about, you know, I started doing my research on different producers and came across, you know, Timbaland and Pharrell and Quincy Jones, and I was just amazed.
Yeah.
And I said, I got to do that, you know. So basically, that's how I started. It was like during my 19th grade year in high school.
Okay, you say through your ninth and 10th grade year?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. So you're still in high school. So did you get involved in like were you involved in like musical plays? Were you like in drama, or it was just something you decided to just pursue like at your house? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I played band. You know, for 1 year, I played the saxophone, but it wasn't really my thing. You know, because I like to be creative, and you know, in the band you kind of like structured, and you have to play this certain type of way. And so I just did that for 1 year. Most of the time I became a hermit. I was in the house 24/7 studying and, you know, studying the great, because I feel like if you want to be great, if you want to be above average, you have to put more time than 99% of the competition if you want to be great, you know. So I really became a hermit and just stayed in the studio on my craft for quite a lot.
Yeah, we're there with you.
Yeah, man, and so that's basically how I got into it. I just, you know, really studied it and really tried to come up with my own thing, my own type of sound, and just learn it from the greats, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He said learn it from the greats. And in order to be great, you got to learn from the greats. That's tough. That's something that you know. us as men collectively, like whenever we start to set, when we start to walk into our purpose, that's something that you want to do out there. If you're in high school, 17, 18 years old, you're out there listening, you play in sports and want to get involved in music, don't be afraid to join the band. Just like he said, he played the saxophone and found out it wasn't for him. But him not doing that, he wasn't not too much knowing that. You know what I'm saying? So I know one of my buddies, man, his name is Braylon. He plays the saxophone. Brother, I'm telling you, man, he looked like that old school jazz player. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, hey, also, your picture, the way your picture is, that all the information you sent me, they got a smooth type little feel to it. But if you just start tuning in, go hit me up, 877-921-1656. This is The Word on the Street with Petey Pete on Saving Our Season Respectfully Radio. And right now I do got Future talking about, man, how he has been becoming a producer, excuse my language. But all right, Mr. Future, this dude got thousands of listeners, on whether it's on SoundCloud, whether it's on YouTube, whatever it is, man. Like this dude got some stuff. You know what I mean? So how did once you start walking into that path, man, and like you got your own little studio down there in Lawton, like how is somebody looking to get their own studio, man? Tell them, you ain't got to tell us exactly how you done it, but how'd you stay inspired? And was it like the right connections that you made? You know, did you realize there wasn't really a cool little studio to put people on and log? What's up, man? What's the word on the street?
Oh man, well, I tell you, when coming up, it was studios here and there, but I felt like the studios that were here, it wasn't many, first of all, and then the ones that were here didn't provide like high quality sound. Where if you hear T.I.'s record and then you hear somebody from Ears record, you could tell the difference in quality. And I felt like that was a big niche, an opening that I could provide. So what I did was I saved up money, worked at Papa John's delivering pizza, for 3 years, saved up money. And, I've really researched what equipment I would need. And once I got the equipment, I would, learn it inside and out. Sleep for like one summer when I was like 18, I mean, I worked the whole summer just to buy one piece of software,
Wow.
And so I was just really dedicated, determined to do it. And then I graduated around 17, worked 18, went to college, and saved up a little more, bought me a microphone, recording people for free, because I wanted to learn. So that was the whole point. I would record people for free to learn my craft. And then once I felt I was good enough after reviewing it so many times, then I opened the studio. And I went and got my, home occupation license and, all the paperwork necessary. Found out how to make my own commercials. So I started making my own television commercials. Put out my first commercial in 2011. And that first commercial hit, and next thing you see, I was here, and I was with the game and Joe Budden, et cetera. My phone blew up. And so by this time, I had learned my craft good enough to where I could provide quality content where I feel it was above the competition and just as good, that of the quality that you hear on radio today. I was providing it for a steal, which is $30 an hour. I would record you mix and master, $30 for 1 hour. Most people get a song or two done in an hour. So it was immediate, It's just about smart marketing and learning your craft inside and out. So that's basically what I did. I was determined to do it.
Oh man, that's what's up right there. That's a great inspiration right there. When he was 18, he worked all summer just to buy one piece of software. That's called dedication right there, man. He said you got to be able to market and make the right moves and stuff like that. So that's what's up, Mr. Future, man. Man, I really look forward to doing some business with you later on, man, because you mentioned you did a TV commercial. I'm looking for somebody to do some commercials too as well, man. So, man, I'm actually glad that you mentioned that. And we're running out of time on a short time, Right now we kind of running short on time, but man, I got a feeling, man. We on to something great right now. Go ahead and introduce a few of your artists to, and let them know like how they can follow your artists. Because once you guys hear this music, I'm telling you, once you guys hear this music, if you're coming up in the game, if you're from Oklahoma, I'm telling you, you're gonna in the Muskogee area, over there in the Green, I forgot what it's called, Green Country stuff, Tulsa, there's just some people out there that can go. But over there in Central Oklahoma, these guys ready, these guys can go. You know what I'm saying? So Future got a ready sound mixer and master. This dude got it. So go ahead and introduce a few of your artists real quick, my man.
Okay, well, first of all, we got, my artist, Saeed Royale. She's an extraordinary singer, extraordinary writer, and a real dope rapper, you know. I basically came across her, another client of mine named Lil Lee. He introduced me to her, and, you know, he was bigging her up, and he bigged up a few artists before, but he was saying, yo, this girl right here, he got it. And so she came in and did a feature for him. I'm like, okay. You know, that was nice, you know. But, you know, then we was just all in the studio one day, and we started freestyling. I started playing the piano. I had a guitar player. He was playing the guitar, so we was just jamming. And she started writing, like, off the top of her head, and it was perfect. Like, it was, like, the way she wrote, fit perfect to the music that I was creating. So she's kind of like my Missy Elliott to Timbaland, you know. So you can definitely check her out. She recently won Female R&B Artist of the Year, also Best Female R&B Hip Hop Song. She won two awards last year, and also won Producer of the Year in 2013 at the Perry Broadcasting Communications Award. So Saeed Royale, S-I-Y-I-R, R-O-Y-A-L-E. That's S-I-Y-I-R-O-Y-A-L-E. Saeed Royale. We're coming with a new single called Poison. And right now you can purchase the first single, Mad. Is You Mad or Not? On iTunes, you can purchase it on Amazon, everything like that. Or you can just go to future.com. That's FYU-CHUR.com and listen to everything there. So definitely look out for Saeed Royale. We also have Chuck the Monster. She's a monster. Chuck the Monster, she's an animal. You know, we were talking about her earlier. She's also in my cipher that you can watch at future.com. I'll just type in YouTube, my name, you know, pop up. She's also a dope artist. She sings as well. So that's two girls that I think we're close to that rap and sing. And they're dope at both. So definitely be on the lookout for Chuck the Monster, Antisocial, coming soon. We got Jay Watch the Don. You know, he got the voice. He's the southern, you know, he's southern to a core. He's definitely a lyrical southern rapper. So kind of look out for Jay Watch the Don. We got his project real soon as well. And then 13 First, who's definitely creative with the wordplay. And also Ken 7, dope video director, dope artist, cold rapper. Definitely be on lookout for Ken 7. Luke Jones just called home, featuring Saeed Royale, all produced by me. Check that out. Let me see who else. We got a lot of people. You can just visit my website, future.com, to catch up with me. Definitely check out the cipher. I feel like we put out one of the best ciphers in recent, you know, this year. I think we put out the best ciphers. So definitely check that out. And again, just type future. FYU-CHUR.com, and you'll learn more about me and more about the artist that's coming up. And holler at me if you need that mixing master, if you need beats, I got you. If you need a commercial, I got you. You know, everything.
He's a nerd. I don't know. If you need anything, mix and mastering, you need a commercial. Whatever it is, go ahead and hit him up. What you say, future.com?
Yeah, future.com. FYU-CHUR.com.
That's what I was talking about right there. Well, all right, bro, that brings the conclusion to the interview, but I really look forward to talking with the business with you. I'm definitely going to hit you up later on. Maybe we can get you some spins going on. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, man, I look forward to it, man. Thank you so much for the opportunity. You know, shout out to Sora. You know, thank you so much for the opportunity. Really appreciate it. You know, it's an honor. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man. Hey, that's all good, Play. I'm going to hit you up later on. All right, man.
All right, then, bro. You take it easy.
All right, cool. Yo, 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 yo. Yeah, that was Mr. Future. Mr. Future. Certified law enough for the homer. Great inspiration. Great, strong black man. Once I got involved with him, man, I went and looked up his stuff, and I heard some of the mixing masters. And he is not playing. That girl, Sierra Royale, I don't even know if I said her name right, but, hey, she can sing, bro. Like, she can sing. Like, I ain't even sugarcoating. I'm listening here with my wife here last night. Like I really can't believe what I'm hearing. But there's some talent out there. If you're a little kid out there, hey, don't shoot yourself in the foot. Don't let your homeboys or your homegirls tell you you can't be nothing. Don't tell them that you got to sell drugs just to do it because you don't got to do it. Don't let your socioeconomic status determine where you're going in your life. If you're just not tuning in, I am PDP bringing you the word on the street on Saving Athletes Respectfully Radio. And first, I had Miss Katie talking about Miss Katie, the Uptown Dallas girl, talking about is it me or is it the wine? The confessions of a single white lady. Then I had Mr. Future, producer straight up out of Oklahoma, giving you a brief of his artist, his artistry, gave you a little brief of his background. But now, I hope you guys. I had it on my show a couple times, man. We done talked, man. We were on the same page. I reached out to him with an opportunity. First he was just kind of like, I'll hit you back. You know what I'm saying? And then, so I was like, all right, cool. You know what I mean? You know, take the time, put it on it. And man, because I've been seeing his consistency. I've been seeing his passion for just helping people. And it was just something just came over me, you know, something gave me the courage to just hit him up. You know, because I feel like it would be something we can both get involved with. We played together for a couple of years here at Texas Tech. You know, we didn't really hang out together much. But it was just, it's just crazy how things work out. Everything happens for a reason, you know what I'm saying? So, he's going to have his own show here on the Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. That's great. You know what I'm talking about. He have a blog on Wednesday, and he's gonna come up and have a radio show over our network. And he's, hey, this man is an inspiration. Gives you inspiration, education, and motivation. His name is Agent Reese. What's up, bro?
What's up, Pete? Man, that was a pretty good introduction. I hope I can live up to it.
Oh man, you know what I'm saying? Hey. Man, I'm sure you can live up to anything you want to. You know what I'm talking about? So what's good, man? You having a good day at work?
Oh, yeah, I'm having a great day, man. Everything going good. Right, looking forward to kicking off. Looking forward to kicking off the show this week.
Yeah, that's what's up, baby. That's what's up this weekend. You gonna go and go Thursday, right?
Thursday night, 8:00.
Thursday night at 8:00. That's what I'm talking about, boy. The guy is briefly touch on your blog, man. Touch on your blog, your website, you know, and give the audience like your insight of like, because we talked about this before. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you've been faithful to your blog and stuff, and you know, don't give a little insight about your blog. You know what's it about and how you feel like. You know, just the progression and just how you are able to keep moving forward.
Well, you know, my blog is AdrianReese.com, and it started out not particularly to be a Christian blog, but at the end of the day, what's in you going to come out? And so it is transitioning, and I wouldn't even say transition because it started from that, from the beginning, from the jump. You know, it's a Christian blog, you know, Christ-centered, and just talking about everyday life. It's a common man's uncommon perspective, and just my outlook on things that I deal with, just being real with people on things that I deal with, things that I go through that I've come to realize it's not just me going through it. And I've been doing that for almost a year now. The first week that I actually started was the first week that I did an interview with you last year. And on here on your show, but it's just something that God put on my heart and led me to do, And I kind of battled with that for a while on whether or not to do it. And then once I did it, you know, it's taken off and really impacted people. And they reached out to me and said how they enjoy it and how they can relate to it. And so I just see God in it. And just wanting to pay it forward and help all those people who I can and reach all those people who I can, because that's what, you know, there's so many people who've done the same for me. And my way in paying them back is to pay it forward and to help others. And so, you know, with all of that, that kind of brings on the radio show that we're starting this week. It's going to be The Recruit with Adrian Reese. And in just understanding how God called us all to be his disciples and to disciple others. And so it's nothing but a recruiting process. And how there's been so many people that helped to recruit me onto the team of recruiting for Christ and onto just serving God. And just understanding, you know, that's my job, that's the Great Commission, to go and make you disciples. And so that's what I'm trying to do with the radio show, but doing it from a perspective of just everyday people. Like, we all go through our own struggles. We all share similar struggles, but a lot of times in looking at the Christian walk or the Christian faith, you look at it like, well, I can't do this, can't do that, or I got to give this up. But, you know, it's not like that. There's benefits packed with everything. In being recruited, you're recruiting for everything, and being recruited, they don't tell you, you know, what you got to give up. They tell you what you're going to get. And being an athlete,
yeah, exactly.
You know, we played together. We played together at Texas Tech, and when they came and recruited us, you know, they didn't come and tell us, well, you can't do this, no, you can't do that. They told us everything that we were going to get, what school had to offer, you know, how we were going to get a good education, a higher education, how we're going to be placed in a learning environment around quality people, and how they were going to nurture and cultivate us. And that, you know, that's where I want to open people's eyes to, is to show them that, you know, hey, joining our team, a team of a Christian faith, I mean, that's benefits that come to that. That's out of this world, literally. And, you know, when you commit yourself and commit your life to doing it, then, hey, there's no better squad to be a part of.
I like that right there. He said, once you find yourself and commit yourself to what you're doing, that's a better squad to be a part of. And just like you said, I'm going to touch on something that you told me last week, too. You know what I'm saying? It ain't what you know, it's who you know. He said, hey, but I don't know who you know, but I know the main man. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and that's all, who else you need to know outside of that, man? And I'm going to have that ignited a spark inside of me, because you know, sometimes, like, during that walk, man, I feel like it's normal to feel like you know, overwhelmed a little bit, you know, and I feel like that's where the faith comes in at, and just knowing that, you know, you're going to be all right as long as you just keep moving forward, and just know at the end of the day, like you say, what's the opinion is going to come up out of you, and I feel the same exact way, bro. That's why I feel like we're on the same page. Because I same here, you know, I consider myself a Christian and do all things through Christ, you know what I'm saying? Because that's who strengthens me and all that. But I just didn't know if I want to be too preachy of this, and you know, just things like that. But you know, but just like you said, man, what's in you is gonna come out of you. So you say you're gonna do the Thursday night 8 p.m. It's The Recruit with Adrian. Reese, that's what I'm talking about on Saving Athletes Respectfully Network. I'm telling you, it's going down. I hope you guys. I'm excited, man. I'm excited for you both. Man, tell me how you feel, man. Like you cool? You ready?
Oh man, I'm ready. I'm excited, nervous, but I mean that's all a part of it. But at the end of the day, like you said, I know it ain't about what I know, but who I know. And I don't know too much about radio, but I know God got me. Because that's the ultimate hookup.
Yeah.
Everybody always looking for the hookup, and I know the man who know every man. So I got it, and I'm good, and I'm just leaning on him. So it's all good. I'm excited. I can't wait.
That's what's up, man. Hey, that's Mr. Reese right there. Well, all right, Mr. Reese. That's all I wanted to get you on, to go ahead and let the audience know about your show. Go ahead and hit him up at AsianReese.com, or you can also go to SoarEveryday.com, and you can see where he has his on air page, And I just got to go beta. Let's let you guys know. It's the recruit at 8 p.m. on Thursday on 79 Beat for the network. It is going down. Just like that, Mr. Reese. Is there anything else you want to hit the audience with right before you G.O.?
Yeah, I just want to say, if you want to follow me, you can follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at soul_fishman. And just follow me. You know, I don't say too much, but what I say, I feel like I'm led to say it. But just follow me. Tune in on Thursday night. And, hey, just enjoy the recruiting process.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Tune in on Thursday night and enjoy the recruiting process. All right, bro. It's been my pleasure. I'll get back up to you. Probably not right on the day, but maybe in a few days. So we can go ahead and touch things up, and we're going to get it going so we can soar. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, man. I look forward to it. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, no doubt, man. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, bet. Yo, Mr. Reese, the newest edition of Saving Eyes Disrespectfully, man. It's such a blessing to get somebody to be involved with somebody like that, to get somebody like that on the team, and also them being willing to be a part of the dream team, come over here and help somebody, because over here we're dreamers, and not only are we dreamers, we're doers. You know what I'm saying? I feel like 80% of this world is dreamers, and 20% of this world is doers. A lot of these people, have you ever went back to your old hood and be like, man, word on the street is I'm doing this and doing that. Be like, man, bro, you doing the same thing you've been doing since we've been 18. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was like, there's a lot of delusional people out there, man. Stop being delusional with yourself and be real with yourself. There's opportunity to anything that you do. There's people everywhere that you go. I feel like as people, we are all connected. Don't feel neglected. Always try to be respected. No, no, I don't know what you do with your respect, but I'm a die for mine. So don't let your socioeconomic status determine where you are or where you are going. If you was born in the hood, don't let you be stuck in the hood. I feel like he was born in the hood. I feel like because God knows he got something, he put something in you to help you get up out of the hood. You can be an inspiration to those that are already up out of the hood and who are making excuses for themselves. So go ahead and keep going. Stay true. Stay loyal to what it is that you really want to do. It's Pete Richardson with Word on the Street on Saving Our Future Respectfully Network. Go ahead and go to AsianReese.com. You can go on, you can check him out, because that's the newest edition of SOAR. And also, you can go ahead and check out SOAREveryday.com. That's my website. You can see what's going on there. And until this Saturday, Diamond Prospects, where you at, baby? We getting it in. We know what I'm talking about. March 7th. We don't know exact time of the game yet. We should know by Thursday at the latest. And this is my first live remote. Saving Our Future Respectfully. I'm going to be out there. It's crazy. I started 2 years ago in a little room, and now I got a real job at the radio station and still continue to soar. Now I got my live broadcast and then got my first edition on my SOAR network. So I can say God is good and God has blessed me here to inspire you, motivate you, educate you. That's just what I'm talking about. It's the word on the street with PDP. Hope everybody have a blessed day. I'll holler at you guys tomorrow. Just like that, I came to win. Yeah, just like that. Hope you guys have a blessed day. Peace.